Police say more arrests in the mass murder of 18 people in Lusikisiki last month are imminent as they continue to search for more suspects and ultimately the mastermind behind the tragedy. Three suspects linked to the massacre were arrested in Port Shepstone on Wednesday, while another was arrested in East London. The suspects are aged between 20 and 31. On Tuesday, one of the men already arrested in connection with the murders, 45-year-old Siphoso Xolo Myekete, abandoned his bail application. Police Minister Senzo Mchunu and National Police Commissioner General Fani Masimula were briefing the media on updates on the investigation on Thursday.
There is one suspect that, or an accused by now, that appeared in court earlier this week, Siphoso Xolo, and we have since after that arrested three suspects yesterday morning in the early hours of the morning in Shepstone, and the three still appear, and we also arrested one in East London yesterday morning. So in total, there is four. They will be appearing in court tomorrow. But we also have one of the suspects that is still outstanding, that is on the run. We were able to retrieve or confiscate his vehicle, and that is how far we are with the investigation. So in total, people currently arrested is five, and of course one is still on the run. And the investigation, we cast it wide, so we are still looking at possibilities of linking other people to this specific case.
Mchunu told the Police Portfolio Committee in Parliament on Wednesday that the suspected mastermind had orchestrated the killings from inside prison. During Thursday's briefing, he elaborated on what information the police had.
Yes, we had a meeting with my colleague and the minister, so it was not just the two of us, where we were discussing when do we put a ban, a total ban, and a stop to issues where police would, there would be an incident, police would investigate, arrest, take people through courts, they get, they're found guilty, and they get sentenced, and they go to prison. Once in prison, they start coordinating crimes. Minister Grondewald mentioned a huge sum of money that they go as far as coordinating those monies per month, money that you don't make in 10 years and so on. They would do that. So we agreed in that meeting that they have to move on their side as correctional services and introduce new mechanisms through which they will be able to know, make people who are in prison know that once you're in prison, you are in prison. It's no place where you must think of, even think of coordinating and all of that. So far they have access, they get access to phones, they get access to other individuals with whom they liaise and commission crimes and all of that. We are quite aware about that, because it means that after the commission of another crime, it means the police must then begin to investigate once more, link that person, arrest him or her for the second time. So we were saying, in case it happens in relation to the Lusikisiki, people must understand that it's in the context of what's happening in the country at the moment. And it's a phenomenon that we need to stop and can stop via correctional services.
Reporting 4 Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.